Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week sees the last of our Meet the Experts series. I chatted with some industry experts who were part of our one-to-one sessions at the Radio Academy Festival. I asked them all the same four questions to get their advice and knowledge on making a demo, pitching an idea, skill sets you need, and getting yourself prepared for a career in the audio industry. In this episode, I've grouped together five industry leaders from production companies. You can save this podcast as a resource for handy tips and advice whenever you need them. In a moment, we'll hear Steve Rajam, creative director at Overcoat Media. But firstly, it's Rachel Barton, founder and MD at We Are Grape. And I started by asking her, what are the top three skills for someone who wants to succeed in your area of audio?
I work in mainly in music radio and kind of music, you know, podcasts that reflect kind of music culture. And I would just say, first and foremost, very much a passion for music. Whatever area of music that you particularly love, whatever genre, it's kind of getting under the skin of that genre, finding the artist that you love, finding the sound that you love, and really kind of becoming super knowledgeable about that area of music. And you know, lots of music radio producers are quite broad in what they like, but certainly some of my team are quite focused and kind of a specialist with their taste, a lot of kind of dance music fans and kind of indie music. I'd also say, obviously, a passion for radio and creativity within that. So it's important to be listening to music radio of all styles and sounds, from the BBC to commercial, similar, you know, in the podcast space as well. Just listen and find what you love and find stuff that perhaps you don't love as much and think, oh, I could do this a bit differently. And it's just really kind of having that passion to kind of be interested and intrigued by the medium. And within that, kind of having creativity as well and thinking about ideas of how could I do that differently? And what would I like to do if I was doing a piece on a certain music artist, or, you know, making a package about an audience member and attending gigs and clubs, etc. And then lastly, I would say attention to detail. I think it's really important in terms of making particularly shows for the BBC or for kind of clients, even like in commercial radio as well. They have processes, they have platforms, from the schedulers to everything about kind of delivering radio shows to clients. You need to have attention to detail and follow their processes to the letter to make sure that all the audio that you're delivering is fully kind of compliant and ready for broadcast.
What makes an ideas pitch or presenter demo stand out to you, Rachel? And what shouldn't they do?
I mean, it's a cliche, I know, but I'm always just looking for something original and something that perhaps I haven't heard before, or I haven't read before. It's just something that might stand out to me. So, you know, if it's an audio reel, it's somebody that I'm really connecting with in a short space of time when I'm listening to them and I want to hear more. Sometimes less is more in an audio reel for a presenter. Sometimes if you kind of make something that's 5 minutes long and you want that, you know, that listener is left feeling that they want to hear more, that's a really powerful thing. Then if you're delivering something that's 15 minutes long or 30, you know, half an hour long, and you're kind of struggling to kind of get through it, you really want to be left with that sense of intrigue in terms of hearing more from that audio reel. And in terms of an ideas pitch, something that's really well put together, well thought out, doesn't have to be, again, pages long, but if it's an idea that is strong, that is kind of thought through. And I think it's really important for it to be well presented in the sense of on the page. So kind of try to have good grammar, try to have good punctuation if you can. I know not everybody, you know, has complete strength in that space, but there are lots of online tools we can use to make sure that things kind of look really good if you're presenting an idea to somebody. I'd say as well, again, going back to passion and kind of love for their craft, whether that's an audio reel or an ideas pitch, like that really needs to shine through that you love what you do. And I think some of the things not to do is don't copy anybody else. I think it's really important to find your inspirations. So if you want to be a music radio presenter, find the presenter that you connect with and that you enjoy listening, and you can certainly be inspired by their style, but try and make it your own and try and make it original to you.
For those who want to break into your area of the industry, what would you say is the one thing they should be doing right now?
Just study the art form. Just listen as much as you can to radio shows, to podcasts. We're now in a space where we're kind of in a visual medium as well. So look at kind of podcasts on YouTube and see what they're doing on social, and just really try and study the art form. Who's doing it really well, or who could be doing it better? Like, are you seeing something or hearing something that you're like, oh, you know what, that's fine, but I would do it a bit differently? That's great. But it's just really study the art form and really get to grips with it. And but bit of a kind of cliche, but just try to find that niche. You are a presenter, emulate your heroes, but try and find your own lane and your own niche and what you're about, and try and be super focused on that. And also just trying to plot your own career path, which again, I know is tricky, you know, certainly in the early stages of your career. But if you really want to be a presenter, where do you want to end up? Where's your dream show? Or if you want to be a producer, what would you love to produce? Is it out there already, or does it not exist?
And finally, what's the best piece of advice that you've received that's helped you in your career?
I thought straight away of Annie Nightingale, who I worked with for a very long time, who was an incredible lady and had such an amazing life. But one of the things that always stuck with me with Annie is that she just wouldn't take no for an answer. In so many, you know, she had so many stories around that and throughout her career, right from, you know, starting at Radio One and having kind of really tried to get on the network for kind of 3 years. She eventually got her show, and it just shows her tenacity and that she just really believed in what she wanted to do and just wouldn't take no for an answer. That really kind of stayed with her whole career. You know, she would want to do things, and the Radio One bosses might say no to start with, but eventually she would find a way around to really try to convince them. And you obviously have to work with people. Sometimes there's a reason they say no to something, and that's fine. And it's about being respectful, but then just keeping trying to find your way through if you possibly can. I think of Annie with that.
What are your top three skills for someone who wants to succeed in your area of audio?
Number one skill, I would say, is think of story and storytelling. Don't just think of a subject. Think about how the idea that you've got is going to go from A to B to C. What's this beginning? What's this middle? What's this end? How is it going to sound? Is it going to be presented? Are you going to be on location? Are you going to be in a studio? Now, think really holistically about any idea you have and pitch them. Send those ideas out and like really tell people about them. The second piece of advice I'd give is really listen to stuff. Listen to what's out there, and really strongly recommend whatever you listen to. It sounds a bit lame, but take some notes about what you liked and what you didn't like. If there were things you didn't like, make a note. Why didn't you like them? Actually reflect on them. Like, why did you like it? Is that just you? Is that because maybe the program maker did something that you could have done better? Think about them, make notes and kind of keep them. And things that you liked are worth keeping because you can basically steal them. If there's things that you really liked about our program, maybe it was the tone of the presenter, maybe it was something to do with the way they set up a cliffhanger, maybe it was just the way they use music, take it, write it down, use it in your next thing. That all great radio is kind of just accumulating from other great radio, and actually not just radio, TV, music, all sorts of things. And then the third bit of advice I'd give is welcome feedback, but trust your instinct. Feedback is a really difficult thing, and we often try and make this beautiful thing and then give it out for feedback, and then it's sort of way down the line. As much as you can, get feedback early. When you've got this horrible, messy thing that you think is awful, you can't possibly show anyone, that's the time to get some feedback from a kind of constructive and helpful person. One of the most amazing radio producers working in Factual at the moment is a guy called Liam O'Brien. He works for RTE in Ireland. He runs the department there. And one of the first things Liam did when he came in was to say, in a generous way, whatever you're working on, every week, we're all going to play something. Every single person in the studio is going to play something, no matter what stage it's at, and we're just going to chat about it. And over the time he's been at RTE, they've won award after award after award because that sort of collaborative feedback thing, it's scary, but it's really amazing. So yeah, get feedback.
What makes an ideas pitch stand out to you, and what shouldn't someone do?
I really enjoy pitches where the person pitching has thought about what makes it audio. And I don't just mean the sound of it. I don't just mean talking about how a particular program is going to sound, how it's going to use music, how it's going to use sound design. Those are good things to have in there. But I want to know how it makes sense as a story. I read a lot of pitches where the person pitching has just sent me a subject. It could be an amazing subject, but ultimately it could just be a sort of a pitch for a print article. What makes this radio? What makes this a story? What are the textures we're going to feel in it? And really think about the story structure. I read a lot of pitches that are quite static. They tell me about an interesting thing and they kind of stay in that thing. What I want to read is something that puts this interesting idea in my head and say, and then there's this thing that we can look at. And then there's this thing, but actually maybe flip it. What about this other thing? And then in the end, we're going to find out this thing. That's the way documentary pitches get commissioned. You can have the most interesting subject in the world, but that's not enough.
And for those who want to break into your area of the industry, what's the one thing they should be doing right now?
The most useful thing you can do if you really want to break into industry is to listen to as much audio content as you can. And for documentary storytelling as well, be watching really good video content, things like some really great Netflix things out there. Amazon Prime has some really good factual programming. But think about story. Think about storytelling. Think about how the documentary that you've listened to or the piece of factual program you're listening to has told the story. It's taken a subject and then sort of used it to lead you on a journey. Think about that journey, make notes about what you really enjoyed about it and what you didn't enjoy, and then just keep doing it. The other bit of advice I would say to people is I talk about listening to a lot, obviously watching in the case of TV doc, as well as listening to a lot doesn't necessarily mean exclusive listening to factual programming. Get outside your bubble. People ask me what podcasts I listen to. I do listen to podcasts, but I don't consume them in my kind of downtime because that's what I'm doing in my uptime. So what I do is listen to music, and I listen to a huge range of music. I like watching, you know, kids stuff with my daughter. I like watching more sort of fun, like, entertainment-y shows. But all of those things help you with the way you build stories in terms of music, in terms of the way you build texture, in terms of the way you build tone, rhythm. Some of the most interesting program makers I know are musicians on the side. And there's something about knowing the way the tone and texture weaves together that kind of helps their factual program making.
And what's the best piece of advice that you've received in your career that's helped you?
If you don't know what to do, do something, because it's really easy to get paralyzed with not knowing what to do, or to want to do the best thing. You know, I want to make this program as good as I can be. I'm not sure what to do. I don't know what to do. And I remember very early on, and I was working on one of my very first productions, and the exec producer, who is a lovely lady, just said, if you don't know what to do, do something. Worry about it later. And I think that is a really good piece of advice. I think wanting something perfect, wanting something to be the best it can be the enemy of actually getting moving. And once you're moving, once the ball's rolling, stuff will naturally happen. The really good stuff comes from kind of going over and over and over stuff.
My name is Rachel Simpson. I'm one of the podcast team at Spotify in London.
What's the top three skills for someone who wants to succeed in your area of audio?
So I would say the most important thing is curiosity. I've spent 11 years at the BBC working in loads of different parts of the organisation. And what I've loved in some ways about being outside the BBC is that opportunity that is there about learning new ways of working and sort of connecting with different people from different backgrounds and different kind of disciplines. And I think podcasting in particular, as we've seen, you know, it changes every year. The last 4 years has been dizzying. The 4 years before that, the next 5 years is going to be changing all over again. So I think having that curiosity and in that some ways embracing the change is the key thing of all. I would then also add to that, be data driven. Perhaps as a lot of people I used to work at the BBC, where, you know, they had a great gut, had a great instinct, but we didn't have access to the data that we do now. And so test things, iterate things, look at the data, look, see what, how, you know, and you can find it. And there's analytics, what are they actually telling you about what your audience wants and what your audience is actually doing, and change. You know, and adapt and pivot all the time. That is your superpower, I think. If you understand your analytics, it's really, really important. And then I suppose the biggest thing is think that it's all storytelling. You know, listen, watch, learn all types of storytelling, whether that's, you know, unbelievably ambitious audio shows to creator reels on Instagram. Just absorb all of that. What really speaks to you, work out why, and let it inform how you're doing it.
What makes an ideas pitch stand out to you, and what shouldn't people do?
So in my time, I have worked in commissioning. So I've had, and I've also pitched commissioners as well many, many a time. So I've seen it from both sides. One of the hardest things to do when you're developing an idea is distilling that into like 7-8 words or whatever. It's what your pitch is. That if you can't sell that to an audience, you're not going to be able to sell that to a commissioner. I often recommend as a book by Eric Nuzum called Make Noise. And he has a chapter in that that basically takes you through the process. It's brutal, it's hard, it's really difficult, but it's absolutely worth distilling your idea and working out who your show is for. Why should they listen? It's an equivalent of that elevator pitch. But if you can't do that, then you need to go back and work on it before you then pitch it to anybody else. Then the other thing I would say is, it's amazing how many times people bring you ideas and it's already being done. So it's like, just do your research. I know that sounds very, very basic, but it's very, very, very often the case. Some of the best ideas are spinning off other ideas, but that's one of the basic things.
For those who want to break into your area of industry, what's the one thing they should be doing now?
Again, I would say consume and learn from everything that's going on around you. And be very open-minded about and see what people and how they're doing things that are really, you know, look at the top 10, be commercial about it. Look at the top 10 podcasts, say, on different platforms and really interrogate why that's really hitting home with audiences. And then experiment yourself. Everyone knows the barriers for podcasting are actually really low. You don't have to publish things immediately, but you can. And, you know, take that page out of the YouTubers and vloggers of, you know, 15, 20 years ago. Just do it. Just do it. You don't need gatekeepers anymore, I think is the important thing. If you're stuck and you want to get advice, reach out to, you know, the people who are making the content that you really love. But they will tell you the same thing. You just need to go away and do it.
And what's the best piece of advice that you've received that's helped you in your career?
When I started out, I had very specific ideas of what I wanted to do. And I was placed on a show that I didn't want to be on. And I think I learned that that was actually the best thing for me. So it's that, again, it's that being open-minded to new experiences and new ways of working and trying to get as much learning out of each position that you're in. That's not a particular bit of advice that I was given, but it was more of like how what I learned from all the people around me. And that stood me in great stead.
I'm Paul Fernley. I'm Business Development Director at Audio Always Media City UK.
What's the top three skills for someone who wants to succeed in your area of audio?
We're always looking for great storytellers. We're always looking for people who can craft a story, and that's from an entertainment pod like Help I Sent to My Boss through to a gripping true crime podcast like The Pitcairn Trials. I think increasingly we want an understanding of bringing video to podcasting. It always feels a little bit like nervous to say out loud, but you know, a lot of our audio podcasts are now edited video first, but we also want someone who's got a great eye for video in a studio. And we want people who can walk into a room with great confidence and kind of bring something to our teams.
What makes an ideas pitch or presenter demo stand out to you, and what shouldn't they do?
I think the first thing to say is we are open for business. We are open for pitching. We want to see CVs. We want to hear from great people. We want people who understand what we do, though. We want people to have had a good look at the website, look at the socials, understand what we're about. We create great entertainment podcasts. We do great true crime. We produce great shows for the BBC. We do great music radio. That's our specialism. So, you know, come to us with ideas that fit what we're already doing.
And for those who want to break into your area of industry, what's the one thing they should be doing right now?
I think it's an interesting moment for the industry where it's probably never been harder to break in. I think listening a lot, understanding where the market is the thing I say to everyone. You know, we are heading into an era where big name talent is driving entertainment podcasts. Understand how those shows work, but also be listening to the archers. Understand how sound design works. Understand how storytelling works. Just make sure you're listening to a lot of stuff, because I want people with great audio ears.
And what's the best piece of advice you've received that's helped you?
Oh, that's a good question. Fight the right battles is probably the thing that I kind of hold on to every day. And that's probably not just audio industry, but, you know, making sure that you're prioritizing the biggest things that you can make the most impact with is the best way to spend your time in any room.
I'm Rebecca Maxted, and I'm the head of development at Blanchard House.
What's the top three skills for someone who wants to succeed in your area of audio?
We make narrative, non-fiction documentary series, basically. So podcast series, often limited series, 6 to 8 episodes. It is quite a particular skill set. Really key is quite strong journalism credentials. Ideally, like, you've worked in a newsroom, you understand essentially the basic principles of journalism and how to do research really, really well. Really good editing skills. Yeah. Understanding of story as well. You need to understand how a story works. It needs a beginning, middle and end. It needs an arc. It needs a strong characters. And yeah, being able to like edit yourself material scripts is also like super useful. If you've got writing skills, all the better as well.
What makes an ideas pitch stand out for you, and what shouldn't people do?
I think something that's super, super unique, like buyers, people who will commission, because a lot of narrative nonfiction still depends on commission. So buyers are really looking for something that is incredibly unique and feels really different and will stand out. So they think we'll cut through in a still an incredibly competitive and busy marketplace. Something that feels different on you, that doesn't feel like everything else that's always out there. And that might just be a perspective, or it might just be part of a story that feels fresh or different. You have to really foreground something. Basically, what you don't want is something that's like, oh, I've heard this before. Think about surprises, and also never forget about character, because character is what an audience will latch onto. It'll pull them into the podcast, it'll keep them there, and it'll make them care. Making sure that your key character is really stands out in your pitch is really important as well. And one thing maybe that what shouldn't you do is perhaps forget about the stakes. Every story needs a hurdle, needs something to get over, needs some sort of stakes which make you be like, are they going to be able to get through it? Are they going to be able to make it through this journey? Are they going to succeed or are they going to fail? So the stakes are really important as well. So don't forget about stakes.
For those who want to get into your area of the industry, what's the one thing you'd say they should be doing right now?
Multi-skill. I think everyone's really saying that, aren't they? Think really like carefully about your different skill sets and be able to amplify different ones depending on which jobs you're going for. Obviously, make sure you're researching who you're talking to. The market is moving really, really quickly, so it can be quite hard to keep up. But ideally, you know, you do want to be kind of across industry changes and who's doing what before you're reaching out to people. But also, I'd say think laterally. If you eventually want to do, say, for example, make narrative nonfiction series, the opportunities come in ebbs and flows, and then we might be in like a sort of reduced opportunities at the moment, but that doesn't mean you can't completely like improve your skill set. Is there more journalism skills you can pick up in a certain job? Can you really hone in on editing through a different job? Can you do a job where it's all about pitching? Because that is crucial in our business. How can you improve your skills through maybe different jobs? Or how are skills that you've built up to working narrative nonfiction applicable to other parts of the industry? Because what we hear time and time and time again, everyone in podcasting wants to be doing storytelling. So if you can genuinely show that you understand what's at the core of a story, that's an incredibly valuable skill.
And what's the best piece of advice that you've received that's helped you in your career?
Okay, so this is a bit of a weird one. I don't know if it's advice, it's actually a criticism once, but I remember it all the time. And it's about going direct. What I used to do, it's always been quite a hard worker. And I would see what I needed to do and where I needed to get to. And I'd go all the way around the houses to get there and do all the work, all the research. I'd do every single thing I thought I needed to do in order to get there. And it would take me ages. And it would be a really heavy lift. And so essentially what my piece of advice is, trust your gut. Be a bit bold, take a chance, and sometimes think, is there another route through this? Can I do this in a slightly more efficient way? Because this is a fast-paced industry. And if you can actually just trust yourself, you already know how to do this. Don't dance around the houses if you need to. You probably don't. There is a director route to go there, and just trust yourself that you're going in the right direction.
A big thank you to all the experts in this episode and the whole Meet the Expert series. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the Radio Academy podcast to bookmark these episodes and go back and listen again whenever you need some inspiration. And if you fancy leaving us a quick review, we'd be ever so grateful. Thank you. Our next Foot in the Door event is in Essex. We'll be at the University of Essex in Colchester on the 12th of March, and tickets are on sale now. Go to radioacademy.org/training for more details, and we'll be announcing the guest speakers very soon. Do you have questions about how to put an ARIA's entry together? Then get them to us by Sunday, 25th of January at arias@radioacademy.org. Your questions will be on our podcast next week, How to Win an ARIA, Your Questions Answered. I'll see you next week.